Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
I know I've done this song before, but the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra actually sued the band because they stole this violin piece. Just a bittersweet symphony that's life. And I mean, if you listen to the lyrics of it.
What is it? So do it again.
It's, you know, bittersweet. It's just a bittersweet symphony that's life. Show me that. Show me. It's okay. I just can't see it because I'm fucking getting old and my glasses don't even work anymore. Look at that. The Verve song. But they sued them about 25 years later because the violin piece at the beginning. But if you, it's just such a great song. I mean, they had a couple of hits. They were huge in England. And the Verve really shaped Oasis and everything else. They helped shape Oasis style and everything else. And they're considered, like, even by Coldplay as one of the greatest British bands. But
you know, I've known you over 20 years, right? Mm. And sometimes I still look at you and go, where does he pluck that stuff from? Like every now and then I can follow the train of thought and every now and then I'm like, where the fuck did that come from now?
Yeah. I know. I just look, you asked me, have I got a song? And that song has been
that was on your mind. Why is it on your mind?
I don't know. It's I put it on in the car and I just turn it up full bore and it's just such an inspiring song, you know. And even the video is very cool. You can see how it was influenced by Massive Attack. And
do you listen to songs for their inspirational things sometimes? Because I know you like a lot of the, you know, you like those old, you know, dance tunes from years ago, right? So you sometimes listen to that. So and I do too. So I love that.
Yeah.
But then every now and then I just have to listen to stuff that is just
that music. The music of, you know, that was an era that hasn't even been documented in history properly as for what it was.
Are you talking about the rave scene? Area?
And I'm talking about the, you know, electronic, the beginning of electro music. And, but for me, it was like, I feel very privileged that I was around with this revolution because it was a fucking revolution in music. It was so, like, it was in England, there was, you had Thatcher was in power, industry was shutting down, coal mines were shutting down, striking was happening. It was, and then next of all, these warehouse parties start to show up, you know, and they're completely illegal parties. And then had a British government try to push back against it, which just made it even bigger and bigger and bigger. And what happened was is that the scene itself needed the pushback in order to make it spread because it started a musical revolution that was the biggest musical revolution of all time, of history. And it still hasn't been properly documented. I just posted on my personal page, there's a documentary coming out by DJ Magazine about it, which looks to be quite comprehensive about who the people were that were behind the actual movement itself. But when I listen to that music, you know, that music
really brings you.
Well, because it inspires, it takes me back to a time of change. It takes me back to a time of great conscious awakening of people. And the whole thing was so good and had such a great movement because it pulled people together. Nothing pulled people together like the rave scene. Nothing. The hippie movement, no other music or no other genre pulled people together like, and continue to pull people together like the rave scene and what happened there. Nothing.
I think, yeah, I get that. But you don't realise the power and the importance of music, like any type of music. Do you know what I mean? Like it really does like cross all sorts of boundaries. I've come to the side of my social media because I told you recently that I was just doing my head in. I couldn't even watch it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But I've come
you couldn't
to the
watch
side
what?
Any social media stuff.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It was just doing my head in. But I've come to the side of social media where they're doing things like where they're doing great sporting moments and stuff that. And there was one time, I think that there was, I think was it Ronaldo's son had just died or something, and they, the whole crowd started singing, like, and just having the whole audience sing a song. I think it's like You'll Never Walk Alone or something like that. And it just, oh, I'm like, oh my God, that's phenomenal. Yeah. And then there's another time, something else I saw where Billy Joel was in the crowd and the whole crowd was singing one of his songs. It's like there's something that happens with music that really just like, you're right about the, there was something about that time or that type of music that really captured you.
It
but
was, it was, yeah.
Music in general, just, you know, different genres for me do different things, you know?
Yes, it's a universal language, isn't it? It's a universal language. So,
what did you want to talk about today?
Well, we were very into the topic there of a revolution and you know, out of hard times come great times, right? And I came across a post that I threw up on TikTok a couple of weeks ago. And it was a really cool image of this shark coming through. It was a huge, great white shark. But as it came through, you know, the caption was about the scars, the battle scars on the side of the shark's body. Mm-hmm. You know, you think that this thing is this huge, big beast. And I think one of the, what's happening now in the field of, in our field, in human development, which, you know, there's so fucking much happening at the moment. Like, I'm watching what's happening with AI and it's bonkers. Like, it's insane. Bonkers. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with a client a couple of weeks ago who said to me, I did a psilocybin experience and I asked AI to take me through the dosage and to walk me through the experience over 6 hours. He had a hero's dose. And over 6 hours, AI talked him through the whole experience. And he said it was so mind-blowing. He said it absolutely blew my mind. And, like,
it worries me a little bit.
Dude, I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, I have clients who are saying things to me like, you know, I've been having marital problems, so I've been turning to AI and I've been getting some really good, cutting some really good ground with my partner. And I'm like, holy fucking shit. Mm-hmm. Like, holy fucking shit. You know, this is where it's heading. And so the question is, right?
I'm trying to catch up with your train of thought. Now, what's that got to do with battle scars?
And I just stay with me. If you have, first off, in order for AI to give you information, it has to be primed. Mm-hmm. So if people start turning to AI for their counseling and for their growth, yeah, and all of that information is there, right? And then, so a person is turning to AI for that. AI very quickly can now start to control how you feel as a person. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Well, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, if anything.
If it's
like
able to pump out better information than your clinical psychologist is able to pump out.
Well, it's not just that. It's anything that you allow to, like anything you spend time with. It's like your Instagram feed or your TikTok feed or your Facebook feed. Over time, it's going to tell you, like it affects how you feel about yourself and how you think.
Yeah.
And so if you're talking to AI and you've got this, it's eventually going to come back and impact how you're thinking, right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. So let's say we're only at the precipice of that and that's going to
early
explode.
Early stages, yeah.
At the early stages and that's going to explode, right? Because it is. It's going to explode, right? So over a very short time period, I think shorter than anybody even understands, that is what is going to be controlling how we feel and operate as humans.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Possibly, yeah.
Well, I'll give an example.
In terms of impacting how we behave.
I had another client come back to me and say to me, okay, I've been working with AI and priming it now for about 2 years. I then went to it and said to it, okay, I want to make $2 million and I want to do it in this time period. And now what I want you to do is, based on trades that are happening around the world and what you understand about companies like Coca-Cola, et cetera, I want you to map out a system of where I should invest, get in, get out, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So now the person is not relying on themselves anymore.
Mm-hmm.
they're relying on AI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Definitely. So it takes the human side out of things. Now, it's arguable to say, okay, well, AI, all the people that that are in any way have produced literary masterpieces or have affected psychology, all of that top-end information is in there, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But we find out different things about Carl Jung later on realizing that he was actually a fucking pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
And now if they're using Jungian information to program, you know, to, if you're getting information from Carl Jung,
mm-hmm.
Who, you know, that's where all the psychologists, you know, he is the crowning king of psychology. That's influencing what's happening in terms of the information that people are getting. Stay mm-hmm. with me. Right?
I'm staying with you.
Okay, stay with me. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's influencing things.
Yes,
right. So
it,
we
yeah.
don't know who's influencing that end of things. But I see that the problem that is happening is it's taking the individual human side out of... If I sit with an iPad and I'm speaking to ChatGPT or X's version of ChatGPT, which is called... Grok, or I'm sitting with a human, yeah, I'm getting better information from ChatGPT. But the problem is, what is that information? Where does it come from? And there's no, you know, sure, there's been human interaction to be able to program that information in there. There's a series of human experiences that all those people have had. But if I'm now want to call myself a coach, I can now go to that ChatGPT. I can learn how to pitch and close. I can bring in clients and I can use ChatGPT to be able to influence those clients, right? But now I'm just a person and I'm not talking from any human experience.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
And so therefore, I'm just using this vessel and I see that that is what is happening now more and more and more. So people are thinking that the person they're getting coached from has credibility, but they haven't because they haven't had any life experience, because they haven't got any battle scars, they haven't got any wounds. They're not, what they're doing is they're rabbiting or parroting high-end information from ChatGPT or Grok. And now I'm now relying on another person that has no human experience. And I think we have to be very careful with that. So when we're dealing with coaches or people who are mentors or watching any of that stuff, you have to ask questions about, you got to know who's teaching you. You got to know what are the battle scars? What have you been through? What's the credibility? Who are you as a person? And I think naturally some people will do that, but other people won't. They won't know to ask those questions. They won't know to be able to speak to people and understand you got to be careful who the fuck is counseling you. Who is counseling you? You got to be careful about who you're following, who you're listening to. You got to know that they have credibility. You got to know that they have battle scars. You have to know that they have earned the right to be able to give you counsel. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so.
No?
Oh, I don't quite get what your point is. What's
my point is there's a lot happening in the field of information at the moment.
Yeah.
Right? And every motherfucker is a coach. Everyone is a coach, mm-hmm. right? And you have to be very careful about who you are allowing to coach you. You have to make sure that whoever is coaching you, that they have some level of credibility.
Yeah, but okay, I agree with that and I understand that. But at whatever level that you are getting coached, isn't that I'm not trying to be devil's advocate, but at the same time, if all they have is ChatGPT, it's better than not having anything as a coach, right?
I totally agree.
And so if they are going to, everybody who you kind of, when the student is ready, the teacher appears mm-hmm. kind of thing. So if you are not at the level, like I think with what we do, we're very, you know, how we work with people is there's no messing about. There's no fluffiness. Mm-hmm. It's in your... dealing with the thing that you've got to deal with,
yeah.
And there's no question that you're going to go through and you're going to get something because of the depth at which we go with people. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But some people, in reality are really not ready for that or not prepared for that, mm-hmm. and not able to, in their own concept of how they are inside of themselves, are not ready to handle that. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to go to somebody that's just using ChatGPT, maybe that's all they're ready to handle.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I think that what you're saying then, though, is if you really want to make like full leaps and bounds ahead, mm-hmm. and you want to not just kind of muck around in the paddock that you've been mucking around in, and you want to step outside of that, then rather than you have to use your discernment to figure out, okay, these people who are advising me, are they actually qualified to advise me?
Yeah.
Are they? Because if you want to be at a different level and you're really just getting an advice from people at the same level, you're not actually going to be propelled forward to the next level. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I am. But there's an absence of humanity in it.
Is that you're talking about because of the AI part?
Yeah. And and that's very enticing for people.
Oh yeah, I understand that as well. That you're saying that because there's not as much lived experience.
Yes, people need to understand they have to weigh up the cost of that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know. Okay. Well, am I? You know, weighing up the cost of it. It's a bit like the movie Click, right?
Yeah.
Where he just if every time you press the button you get a download, you get a download, you get a download. You know, you're escaping the human experience of learning things.
That's actually a really good way to demonstrate it and describe it. It's like you fast forward through that little bit, and before you know it, where was your actual experience? Because you tried to sidestep this instead of actually going through and living it. Is that what you're
well,
saying?
Well, I am. And the problem is, like, we both love the movie The Matrix, but there's a scene in The Matrix where
The Oracle.
Neo's sitting with the Oracle, and she offers him a piece of candy, and he said, "You already knew the answer.
You already know what I'm going to choose." She said something like, "It's because you already chose it."
He said, "Because I've already made the choice, right?" Mm-hmm. And so it's like, that has so many angles. That fucking one moment is like, it has so many angles to it. But the one thing that you have is the choice.
But also, now that you've said it like that, the one thing that you also have that is unique to anything or anyone else out there or any other advice you're going to get there from a ChatGPT or whatever, mm-hmm. is you and your unique experiences.
Yeah.
So you and what's happened to you in your life, my experiences, what's happened for me in my life is actually what qualifies me to work with people.
Right.
Because that lived experience, the people that come to me want to learn from my awareness, and my awareness has come from those lived experiences. Mm-hmm. And they're different from your lived experiences, mm-hmm. but people who come to you are doing the same thing. It's like you've had these experiences all the way through, and those experiences are what make you who you are.
Yeah.
They're what polish you to and shape you as an individual.
Yeah.
And so what you're saying is that when you're looking to move forward and when you're looking to step ahead, use the tools and use the things that are around you, but understand that especially if you're looking for a coach or especially if you want to move forward, you need to move forward with the assistance and with the accountability or with the guidance of people who have lived experience in some of those areas.
100%.
Okay. Yeah.
And because that's what I'm saying is part. I'm like, oh, fucking look at what's happening here. Because even though like my clients are saying to me, I'm going to ChatGPT, they're still on the phone. And every time they finish the call by going, you know what? It'll never replace this, Mitch.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
It can't.
It can't replace the human interaction of you and I, and what is that thing it can't replace? Because it's not verbal.
Yeah.
It's not what I'm saying. You understand?
It's the energy and the intention and the experience that all shines through.
Which is all we have. So a fucking a ChatGPT can't give you that energy. That can't give you that human. And I think that that's really one of the realizations that I think is going to be birthed out of all of this use of ChatGPT.
Yeah, because it's got its place, but it's not at all. It's not everything.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something that's always bugged me, right? And I just want to hear your take. I don't think I've ever asked you this. When, you know, some people say, you haven't had this experience, you have no right to coach, right?
Yeah.
But Serena Williams coaches, right? The people who coached her on nutrition or backhand or all the things, they have not had they've never won the tournaments that she's won. They've never had the success that she's had. But she is still taking advice from her coaches. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what qualifies those? Is that what you're saying? Is their experience is what's qualifying them to be able to coach someone, even though that they haven't had the same, they haven't won Wimbledon titles. Do you know what I mean? Now, I can understand that for nutrition, because nutrition is like slightly different field. It's all part, the way I see it potentially is that she's been coached by different people who've got expertise in that field, who've maybe got expertise in communicating the skills as well. Does that make sense? But she's gone in and combined them to make her real life experience. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And in order for her mm-hmm. to be able to win those things. But her coaches didn't win them.
Mm-hmm.
Even the same with, you know, even football coaches. So mm-hmm. they may have played in a premiership, mm-hmm. but they've never coached one. What gives them the right to coach?
Because the way I see it
yeah.
is that Serena Williams, their coach looks at Serena Williams and goes, well, if I was able to contort my body or my arm or my muscle was the same size as hers, or my arm was the same length, or the ability to contort and move my body with speed was the same, I know the movement that has to be made. Just with the system that I'm in, you have a better system physically to be able to make that movement and get the speed better. It's a bit like I watched
her. I've got my expertise in this little area.
I know how to, based on my understanding of the physiology of the body, I know how the body has to move to be able to achieve and accomplish that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a bit like a martial arts teacher who's 100 years old, right? Who understands and sees the young 20-year-old coming through that's done, you know, been doing martial arts since he was 4.
It's still essentially lived experience, yeah. but the lived experience isn't necessarily the same experience as what you're coaching for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but lived experience is only three things: mental,
spiritual,
and physical.
Yeah,
that's what lived experience is.
But it doesn't. Yeah, but it's not necessarily the same thing. So you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that coach hasn't necessarily won Wimbledon, but you know that they have this expertise in this
yes,
area because
yes.
they've been studied and practiced, and they've known maybe their skill is just that, is just coaching and knowing how to communicate in such a way
yeah.
where people who have got the skill can put it together.
So the way you got to see it is if you look at, for example, baseball, right, or a basketball, and you have headhunters, and their job is to go around and sit in the audience and watch.
Yeah.
And
they're watching for certain skills.
But what are they watching for?
Yeah.
They're watching for height. They're watching for if he ties his lace, how he ties his lace, if he showed up on time, if he brought out a clean towel or a dirty towel, if his bag, what, you know, where his socks pulled up, how was his hair over his eyes. When you know how he handled it when he shot a point, that's what they're watching for. They're watching for everything. Yeah. Does that make sense? They're watching for the whole thing. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
ChatGPT can't see
that.
No.
Yeah.
No. So this guy who went and did the trading, and he's probably going to listen to this. He's probably going to ring me and say, "You fucker, you're talking about me." But he said to ChatGPT, okay, I've been working with you now for 2 years. Based on what you know about me.
Which is limited because it doesn't know everything, of
course. No, no, no. Yeah. It doesn't know everything.
But it knows a lot.
But it knows how fast he fucking typed on that keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
It knows what he typed on the keyboard. Mm-hmm. It knows it knows how he asked questions. It takes everything that it knows. It knows when he was online. Mm-hmm. It knows the times. So it actually knows a fuckload about you, right? For example, there are certain insurance companies, right, that in China monitor the speed in which you type on a keyboard. And through that, they can tell whether you will get dementia or not. So they work out whether to insure you or not to fucking insure you. What the fuck? Mm. Like, oh my fucking God, that is...
You would not get insurance.
I'd be like, but do you understand what I'm saying? So he said, based on what you know about me, can you help me to regulate this about myself or give me some advice about how I should handle this particular trade or da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? Mm-hmm. And can you now create a full trading platform for me to... And he said, Mitch, I'm fucking making money. This thing knows me and mm-hmm. understands me. It gave me solutions, told me things about my personality that were just bonkers. Mm-hmm. Like, just bonkers. So I think that that's amazing. Like, mm-hmm. I think that is... I'm not against that. I think that fucking how cool
utilize
is that?
Utilize what's around you, but understand that...
But
that
don't lose your human experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't... If everything is based on Jungian, you know, psychology, you know, that motherfucker was trying to hide pedophiles. That's what he was trying to do. You know, that, like, it's bonkers. But that's the priming is important for you to understand. It doesn't know everything, and you need the human touch and you need the human experience.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
You need the battle scars. You need to have gone through shit. You need to know that the person's been through shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you really, really do. Yep. I remember coming, when I'd come out of prison, and I remember starting to think, fuck, I'm going to have to talk about prison. I'm going to have to fucking say something at some stage. And that, you know, and then I think it was you that said it to me, is that that's what makes you. Mm. You know, Mitch, that's why people, the fact that you've done that and you're able to do that.
You're able to talk about it.
You're able to talk about it afterwards, and you're able to turn your fucking shit around and help is really, really quite incredible. Mm. I ended up at the Good Sammy's yesterday. And
just right, it's all right.
Yeah, I ended up at the Good Sammy's yesterday, and I was talking with these guys, and they were talking about homelessness in West Australia at the moment. And people don't realize it's fucking really bad. Like, this particular organization has 12 beds; they can only take in 12 people. Mm. He said, "We will get 40 applications for one bed where we can keep them in this place for 7 days. Then we have to let them go, and we only take in chronic." Street sleepers. And people don't realize people are going around couch surfing at their friends' houses, but those people are fucking homeless and they don't even know they're homeless. And the biggest influx we have at the moment are people who are over 70. Over 70.
I can't even deal with
it. He said, we had one woman in here the other day, we had to bring her in. She was 82. 82.
I can't deal.
Like, fuck. And then he said, the worst cases are the ones from the age of 14 through to 18. We can't do anything with them. So they come in here and they're getting given drugs, they're getting raped on the streets. Like, it's just horrendous. Like, it's horrendous. But those guys were standing there doing that job, and every one of them had a story. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Every one of them. And I was sitting there and I was fucking so moved. I was like, you guys are the heroes of the world. You guys are the ones that fucking truly, truly help and make a difference. Does that make sense? Mm. Like, that you really do. You really, truly help and make a difference. But it's the battle scars that allows them to have the humanity to be able to go, you know. And I'm like, so who do you bring in? He said, the ones that we know are the most vulnerable on the street at that moment. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Mm. Human experience. Never, ever, ever discredit the ridicule, the beat up, the slam, the put down. Never, never discredit that. Every piece of it, piece of it has built the character that you are.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, I think we might leave it there. That's good.